our Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Mayonnaise. Mayo, game day, be delicious. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Doing good. Still, I mean, reacting to what happened on Sunday between the Falcons and the Broncos and trying to figure out what the hell went wrong. I wonder from your perspective, does a loss like that and seeing them play the way that they did, does that make you rethink how you felt about the Falcons?
Probably a little bit. I mean, I still think they're the class of that division, right? The NFC South of the Broncos. I don't know if you saw the tweet the Broncos put out that they're the NFC South champions after dismantling Tampa, the Carolina Panthers, Atlanta, and New Orleans. Fair enough. They beat them all four of those teams by double digits. So pretty creative by their social media team. But, like, I still think Atlanta's a good football team. Certainly the class of the NFC South. But, like, I was expecting the Broncos to win, but I wasn't expecting that ass whooping. I mean, that was a good old behind the woodshed ass whooping right there.
Hey, Slate, what is Sean Payton, what has he figured out with his young quarterback? Because, I mean, I can say this thing. I didn't realize that the Broncos defense was going to be as good as it is. I know they had Pat and that was like a bunch of other guys. But what has he been doing as far as Sean Payton with this young quarterback in order for him to get as comfortable as he is?
Yeah, well, I think there's a couple of things. One, they've really worked with his footwork, the timing of that offense, understanding to get the ball on receivers early. Like, don't be afraid to take a profit. First guy open, get it to him, and let him go out and make some plays for you. I think that's been a big aspect of what they've done pretty well and what he's done in his game. The other thing is balance. He has been on point and balanced early in the season. His footwork at times was all over the place. And there'd be times where you would see the throw be really good and then almost hurrying up in the pocket. So there was this sped up footwork mechanically. And what is happening to you when you speed up in the pocket? And this is, you know, me talking to a lot of quarterbacks and talking to a lot of people who know a lot more about football than I do when it comes to the quarterback play. But when you hit, you know, your fifth step in your drop, call it, and that first target isn't open, well, then you hitch up. And that hitch relates to the timing of the next route in the progression. And if your feet get sped up and you're ahead of that progression because you're so anxious and you're so athletic and you're so twitchy that you get beyond that, well, when you're ready to throw, you're locked and loaded. The receiver isn't ready to receive yet. He's not out of that break. And so you actually are so fast through your progression that you're ahead of the timing of the route. And so to get him to slow down, to climb the pocket with urgency, but to not be in a hurry. And so there's a learned kind of aspect of progression throws. And I think one thing that we don't, like, we oftentimes take for granted, guys, in the college game and at Oregon, the guy's in the shotgun 100% of the time. And so you don't have that same kind of timing and that same precision with a progression passing game that you do in pro football. And so that was kind of one of those learned things. And, well, I tell you what, he learned it and learned it fast. He's been unbelievable.
Man. Yeah, man.
Yeah, Bo Nix playing some good football. He was just named AFC Offensive Player of the Week. That just came out a few minutes ago. Outside of health, which obviously is an important thing, what can a team change? What can a team do to improve during a bye week?
Yeah, well, health is always the biggest thing. I think one of the big things is to really go back and look at what you're doing, what you do well, and what maybe hasn't worked that well. And sometimes I think the best thing you can do is just eliminate the things that you're not doing well.
Yeah.
And so one of the big things I always talk to teams about in regards to just playing is find one thing. Find something that you really do well and lean into that one thing and build off that one thing. So if you run a certain, you know, if there's a certain run play in your offense that really works well, how do we create the adjuncts plays off of that, the play action that marries perfectly to that. How do we create that play and run that play as much as we possibly can run that play out of different formations, different personnel groupings, different motions, but we really lean into that one thing that we do exceptionally well. And so sometimes to me, it's make it simple, right? Eliminate some things we're not doing very well that we're not very good at and kind of live in that world.
Hey, Stink, I know that, you know, they got another week, but I wanted to ask you a question about the Chargers because obviously that's who the Falcons' next opponent is. And we're not surprised because everywhere Jim Harbaugh goes, he has a formula to win. Is it the same old Jim Harbaugh formula that he had in San Fran, Stanford, Michigan, run the football and be tougher than everybody else?
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's funny. I was talking to Joel Klatt, who's, you know, our lead analyst in college football, and he talks about Jim Harbaugh, and he talks about the things that don't go out of style for Jim Harbaugh. Control line of scrimmage, both lines of scrimmage. Like, run the ball, defend the run. If you do these things well, you're going to be a good football team. Play hard nose, possess the ball, you know, eat up time of possession. All the things that, you know, aren't sexy. All the things that don't get owners all excited about their passing game, right? Jim doesn't believe in any of that garbage. And if you do those things well, guess what? You're going to throw the ball well just because everything else you're doing well. Like, let's face it. He's taking a guy named Ladd McConkey and making that kid a player. Like, that to me is the essence of football. And I always say this, man, like being physical, running the ball, doing those things, that does not go in and out of style.
Right.
That is not – it's something that you have to live in and you have to lean into and you have to believe in. And in today's game, and it's so funny – that so many coordinators are looking for excuses not to run the ball as opposed to excuses to run the ball. And you know, how many times have you seen a coordinator have 3 2-yard runs, 2 yard, 2 yard, 2 yard, throw his hands in the air and say, hey man, we can't run it today. But that same coordinator will have his quarterback who's, you know, pile of garbage, throw 7 incompletions in a row and not even think twice about it. Like, it baffles me how stupid we are at times.
You're talking to a very pro Ladd McConkey group here, by the way, in Georgia.
No.
Lot of Ladd McConkey fans listening for sure. Mark Schlereth.
Dude, he's been awesome.
He's been awesome.
He's been fun to watch.
He's been awesome. Super fun. Mark Schlereth, Odyssey NFL Insider, joins us. Brought to you by Hellman's Mayonnaise. You can find Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, grocery store. Add deliciousness and flavor to your game day dishes this football season. It feels like there's almost a competition to win this race that I'm going to ask you about here every single week. Last week, maybe it was the Cowboys with their roof falling. This week, it's the Jets with everything going on there. Which franchise is the biggest disaster in the NFL as we stand right now?
Well, I mean, heck, we could throw the Giants in there.
Yeah.
Bypassing their second-string quarterback to play their third-string quarterback this weekend. And, you know, and then having the audacity to tell us, well, our third-string quarterback knows the offense better. Really? So, for what, he just learned it this week, in week 12, now all of a sudden he knows it better than the backup? The guy who's been your backup for 11 straight weeks now isn't going to be your backup because you don't want to pay him? What a yes. Clown show. What a circus that is. Just absolute garbage. But yeah, the Jets. I mean, I get it. You know, you talk Joe Douglas, right? And Joe Douglas, like, he's made a lot of good picks. He's made some bad ones, too. But, you know, they talk about his record as the GM. Dude, you're not coaching the team. Hey, there's nobody that would tell you that Zach Wilson doesn't have a ton of talent. You picked him. He's got the talent. But it's the coach's job to actually help him become a player. And it's his job to become a player. And just because – you know, you play a pro sport doesn't make you a professional. Right. So, like, it's hard. That part of it is really hard to know what guys are going to excel and what guys aren't. And so, you know, I look at that as an issue. But as long as Jerry Jones owns the Cowboys are never going to win anything. Because Jerry Jones will never empower the coach to actually coach the team. He'll appoint him, but he'll never empower him, and he will always circumvent the coach's authority any opportunity he gets. And so you can't be successful when you're not empowered to be the guy in charge, when you can't instill some fear in your players, then you'll never be successful. So I just don't think, as long as Jerry is owning and being the general manager of that team, I don't think the Cowboys will ever, you know, will ever win a championship.
Oh, I agree with that. I think we all agree with that, Sting. I mean, it's just awful. Jerry,
which I think we're all okay with.
And Jerry is just, he won't, you know, I guess. I mean, I guess, yeah. What is he, 87 years old? He's getting old.
I was going to say he's not going anywhere, but when you bring that up.
He's like 87 years
old. Maybe
he
is. Yeah. Mark, we appreciate the time, always. Thank you.
All right, guys. Take care.
Mark Schlereth there, Odyssey NFL Insider.